You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483.
407-898-2483. Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, produced by Michael Golden and Lynn Golden. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome, oh yeah, welcome to Blind and Beyond. This is your host, Michael. We got a very busy show for you today. Before we begin,
this hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org. Or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
Well, we have a full room today. That's right, a full room, a full studio today. That's right, we do. The phone number to call in before we begin is 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Charles Brooks is here today with his bride.
Good Dawn. Evening, everyone.
Dawn.
Hi, everyone. Nice to be back.
And that was Charles and Dawn. That's right. And we have a very special guest today. This young man I've known for a while. His name, Brian Michaels from the Division, State of Florida. Is that right? Did I say it right?
Yeah, I'm the Transition Program Consultant for the Division of Blind Services for the State of Florida.
And today, behind the window with Chris, is Dorothy!
Hello, everyone.
And that's Dorothy. And I have to say, my better half is not with us today. She's sick. We finally found out this morning what's wrong with her. She has pneumonia in each lung. So they say that's called double pneumonia. So she won't be here for, I hope they'll be here next week, but who knows. But I hope she feels better soon. For the people who wrote, thank you so much for writing to us about getting her better and all the blessings. I'm almost tongue-tied because without her being here, I'm almost lost. I love the show. I love having her next to me. Oh, before I begin, something I have to ask my audience. I need some help. I'll tell you what I need. As you know, Lynn takes me around Orlando to see my advertisers and so forth. So why she's sick, maybe for the next week or two, I'm looking for someone to help me because I can't drive. As you know, I'm blind, so I can't drive. So I'm looking for someone who can drive me around for the next week or two, and I'll pay you by the week. And if you're not working and you're sighted, please call and let's talk. Maybe you can help me, and maybe if you could use some money, my pleasure to give you some money, and we can talk about what I need. We're only talking about during the day between the hours of 9:30 and 4:30. So if there's any interest, please call in, and call now, or my phone number here in the studio is 407-894-1680. Need your help? So if you can help me, certainly would appreciate it.
Hey, Mike, is it okay if we give the call-in number if they just want to call in and listen in as well?
Absolutely.
That number will be 518-712-0057. If you don't want to call in, you don't want to say anything, you just want to listen, call that number right there, 518-712-0057. That's the WOKB app that you can just call in and listen to.
By the way, that phone number is good if you could be in Chicago, could be anywhere. And you can call that number, and it's no charge, and you just listen. And it's a good number to call in case you can't hear the station wherever you are.
I got the phone lines blowing up right now, so go ahead, Mike. Let you do you, and let me get to the phone line for you, all right?
Okay. So, Brian Michaels.
Yes, sir.
What do you have to say for yourself? My wife hates me when I say that. But you must have something to say for yourself.
Well, I just want to say that she'll be in my prayers tonight. You know, I hope everything will be all right. My parents have both gone through that walk-in pneumonia thing. And, you know, sometimes it takes a little bit to kick it. But she's a bright, and she'll get through it pretty well with your
help. Well, she's getting intravenous every day now in the morning.
Ah, okay, good. Life's been great for me. I am the Transition Program Consultant for the Division of Blind Services. I work with all the kids, you know, programs, 14 to 22-year-old teenagers throughout the state, making sure they get their services in the schools. I oversee the programs that we contract with lighthouses, such as the Lighthouse Central Florida here in the Central Florida area, and 16 to 17 others across the state. I also look in on the Blind Babies Program and children's programs now. So if they're under the age and they're involved in school, I'm going to be checking in on them.
That's great. And for those listeners who are listening for the first time, this show, Blind and Beyond, is
let's just say, catered for the visually impaired, low vision, and the blind community. But we're also the bridge for the sighted community. We love when the sighted community listen to our show. We hope you participate in our show. Hope you call in for trivia and all the other time to call in. If you have any questions, please call in and ask.
Hey, Mike, you know, I have all the way from Atlanta, Georgia, the one and only Carl and Cupcake. They want to get on the phone line and give a shout out.
Okay, Carl.
Hello, Michael.
How are you doing, Carl?
Well, I'm doing well. I'm so sorry to hear that Lynn's still not doing well. I said a special prayer for her last week and yesterday in synagogue. I really hope she gets better.
Well, I hope so, too. She got pneumonia in both lungs. So
that's what the screener told me. I'm so sorry to hear that. But anyway, I want to make a shout-out, A, to my friend Ron in St. Lucie. I spoke to him last week. They just had heavy rains there.
You know, they can call in sometime.
Thank God he, his
Carl.
Wife, and his guide dog, Murray,
Carl.
Are doing well.
Carl.
Uh-huh.
Why don't you tell him to call in sometime? Love to talk to them.
I do tell him because he listens every week. And my friend Bruce, who's in Boynton Beach, Florida, I want to wish him a happy 37th anniversary he's having today with his wife. And my friend Janice and her guide dog in St. Petersburg, who are listening, I know. And also I train with at Southeastern Guide Dog School. But I'm going to listen to your show today. I listen to it every week. But like I said a special prayer for your wife, and I'm so sorry that she's still not well. I was really hoping that she'd be back on the show this week.
Thank you. You can tell your friend in Boynton Beach that in 2 weeks we'll be opening up the stations down there from Miami to West Palm Beach. We're live on the radio down there, AM and FM down there.
Well, that'll be just excellent because I talked to him today, and like I said, I talked to all three of my friends this week. And they said they were all looking forward to listening to your show tonight.
Okay, well, let them call in. Say hello.
Yeah. All right, my friend. Be well.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Carl.
I want to go right now, while we still have some time, I want to go right now to trivia. This is the first trivia night because we got a packed show. So phone number to call in for trivia is 407-894-1680. It's trivia time. What you are. Now, that's a give me. If you don't know that song, that's a give me. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. If you'd like to win a $10 gift card at Dunkin' Donuts, that's 407-894-1680.
Hey,
Charles.
We have all the way on I-75 via I-4 from Clearwater. We have Tony on the phone line who wanted to patch in and speak to you before we went to trivia.
Well, hello, Tony.
Well, hello, Tony.
Michael.
How you
doing,
Tony?
Well, first of all, get well, Lynn.
Yeah.
I will be praying for you.
Thank you. How you doing, Tony?
How you been?
Good.
I'm for being half blind, I'm kind of getting by. Sometimes I think of you. You always say, don't be afraid to ask for help. I mean, you always said get a cane, but I never have. I haven't gotten one yet. And also, I don't know.
Tony, I got a question for you, Tony. Can you see at all? I'm asking for a reason. Can you see at all?
Yes.
Well, guess what?
Well,
I want you to listen to the show.
$2,200 on the right.
Okay. Well, I want you to listen to the show because we have an advertiser that's great called eSight. Right? Charles.
Right. That is right, and they are great.
So the answer is this way. They have glasses now that if you put these glasses on, you got 20/20 vision for those people that can use them.
And it sounds like you might be able to use a pair.
Yeah, and it's very, listen to this. It's very expensive, but they help you to get the money. So the difference is you have to call a number, and you have to call in and tell them your story. When you call in, don't forget to say you're from Blind and Beyond. And listen to the show. We'll be talking a lot about it later in the show. Thanks for calling in, Tony. Appreciate it.
Oh, and also, no, I also wanted to say, you remember what you said? What is the worst thing about being blind?
Go ahead, I'm listening.
Not being able to see your food. I always remember that. And I pray for you guys.
Thank you. I mean, I do.
I mean, I feel bad. But it was nice to talk to you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you, Tony, for calling in. Keep on listening. Keep on calling in.
Take care.
All right.
Thank you, Tony. Listen,
thank you.
We have a caller on the phone line from right here in Orlando. They were calling in regards to the trivia. I think we might have us a winner here. You ready?
Yeah, who is it?
This is the one and only Miss Sheila Young. Sheila, how you doing?
Sheila Young.
Good, Chris. How are you?
Good, good.
Oh, no.
Okay. Hey, Charles. Hey, Dawn. Hey, Michael.
Hey, Sheila.
This must be a give me, Sheila. You know this must be a give me.
Yeah, and I've been really good. I haven't called because I knew several others, and I just started dancing. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. So I couldn't resist. Aretha Franklin, of course.
Absolutely right.
All right.
She just won a $10 gift card from Dunkin' Donuts.
Well, thank you, sir.
Congratulations.
I am. Thank you. Lynn, we love you and hope you get well soon. And hi, Brian. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ignore you.
No, that's all right. I get ignored a lot. No.
No, you don't. Anyway. Keep up the good work, and, you know, Lynn will be back soon. So.
Hopefully. And we have your address and so forth. So
You got my number.
Yep, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
We know where
right.
you live.
So, Charles.
Yes, Michael.
We'll be talking a lot more to you later in the show, but what do you got to say for yourself right now?
Well, I tell you, Michael, Brian and I got to share a little time at the governor's rehab meeting last week in St. Augustine, and we went on a tour of the deaf-blind school there. And I tell you what, that is an amazing
place. Ray Charles went there, you know.
Yeah, yes.
They let me in there. They let me go walk around.
They did?
Yeah, they let me in, yeah.
My
oh, we're going to break.
We have to
stay
do something
tuned
about that.
For Blind and Beyond. We're going to break. See you on the other side. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond.
This is Gary, and I am blind. I'm totally blind. Thanks to the Lighthouse of Central Florida, I've learned how to do things on my own. I go on cruises. I fly. I fly wherever I want to go. I just go to the airport, and the airlines takes care of me, and I get from A to B with no problem. I had to drop that fear, which Lighthouse taught me how to drop that fear and get out there and ask people on how to get from point A to point B. Don't be embarrassed about being blind or visually impaired. Get out there and ask others. They are more than willing to help you. Get out there and be independent with your life. Go do things as you want to do them today. Just like everybody else, I can get out there and I can cook dinners. I've learned how to cook on my own, at home, with no help. I clean my house. I can do all these things independently thanks to Lighthouse. So if you want to learn to be able to do things and be independent like me and get out on your own and live a life of a normal life, call Lighthouse. Lighthouse will help you. Trust me. The phone number to call 407-898-2483. Call today.
Securities and advisory services offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, LLC. Member FINRA, SIPC. Cetera is under separate ownership from any other named entity.
If you have a 401k or other plan, still at a previous employer, that account is probably not doing all it can do for you. There is a Central Florida financial advisor who can help you make those funds to work safely and effectively.
I'm certified financial planner and CPA, Bernie Kiesel. I've helped people protect and grow their nest eggs for over 30 years. Everyone's financial situation, needs, and goals are unique. Your old 401k is likely a generic plan designed to fit a group, and it's not customized for you as an individual. You work hard for your money. It's my job for your money to work hard for you to meet your specific needs. Call me at 407-677-1040 for a no-cost review of your retirement plans so we can address your needs right away. Call me, Bernie Kiesel, at 407-677-1040 or visit my website at orlandoplanner.net.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is
407-898-2483. Welcome back to Blind and Beyond. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Brian Michaels, what I would like you to do now, if you would please, since you know this person, you bring her on the show.
Sure. I'd like to introduce Susan Maton from the Lighthouse Central Florida. She's the director of the Early Intervention and School Age Programs.
There you go. Susan.
Hello.
How you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Good.
Hello, Susan.
So talk to us. Tell us, what's your story?
Well, as Brian said, I work at Lighthouse Central Florida. This month, been there 10 years. And I manage the Early Intervention Program, which serves severely visually impaired and blind children birth to five, and the school-age program, which it serves children between the ages of 6 and 13.
Sure. What's the other name that we call that early intervention program that most people might know it by, Susan?
With DBS, it's called the Blind Babies Program, but at our center at Lighthouse, it's just early intervention or EI program.
Right. Yeah, it's one of the few one of the number of programs that the Division of Blind Services sponsors through the Lighthouse of Central Florida to serve as many of the community members as we can from the womb to the tomb, as we like to say. And what kind of services do you give those early intervention clients and their parents?
Well, the early intervention program, one of the unique things about the program is that we are charged to work with both the child who is visually impaired or blind and their family and any significant caregivers. So we would start with a full assessment. If the child has any vision at all, we do what's called a functional vision assessment, which is a follow-up to the eye doctor's report, and it's looking to see, does the child have vision, how are they using it, how are they not using it, and what can we do to support their best use of it.
Sure.
And we do a general developmental assessment, which looks at all areas of development. And that's because the primary source of learning for this age group is vision. And so if your vision is compromised, you're likely to have that show up in your general development. So a lot of these children may be walking or crawling light. Their speech and language may be impaired. They may not be playing actively. Social skills can be delayed.
With your services, they tend to come back and start being on par with their sighted peers for some of those developmental milestones. Because you have
Absolutely. We put together an individualized plan of service based on the assessment, and that plan is designed to get the kids to their most independent level of functioning. And for a lot of them, that means that when they leave us at age five, they will go on to be mainstreamed into the regular school system.
Right, but you're not always doing these services. The parents don't have to drive them all the way into the center to get them. You're going out to their homes, right, where they feel most comfortable and the best place to learn?
Correct. The early intervention program is primarily an itinerant program. We go to the child's home. We also go to their preschools and daycares if the family feels that it would be helpful for us to work with that staff to teach them how to work with a child with vision impairment. The only center-based part of the early intervention program is we do offer twice a month. We have a baby toddler group and a preschool group.
Right, and those groups are very important for socialization skills that they need to learn.
Correct. The kids can socialize and learn to follow directions within a group setting. And it's also a good opportunity for the parents to be able to get together and form some friendships and some networks amongst themselves.
Well, if the parents aren't involved, I mean, then you know the services aren't continuing. You know, it's a full family service that you're offering. And you were saying at about age five, they start to get mainstream. Are you telling me those services end, or are you guys continuing on with services in another program?
Well, most children graduate from our early intervention program at age five and go to the public school system. We have recently started, within this past service year, a school-age program, which is designed to supplement the public school opportunity. So during the school year, this would serve 6 to 13-year-olds after school on Wednesdays and one Saturday a month at our center. And then we are running a summer day camp program for the same age group that will be Monday through Thursday, 5 hours a day.
And, you know, I'm very happy that that program's came back. You know, for years ago, I used to work at the Lighthouse Central Florida, and one of my jobs was running a children's program on Wednesday afternoon. We used to call it Can 2, if you remember that. And it was because all those little boys and little girls, when they always wanted to go out with their big brothers and big sisters, what did they used to say? You can't do that. Can 2!
Exactly. And we actually, this year, we gave, with the return of the program, we gave the children the opportunity to name themselves.
Uh-huh.
So technically, they're the school-age program, but their name that they chose were the Awesome Forever Learning Friends.
All right. That's fantastic. I'm so glad that those programs return and that you're still there and delivering those wonderful services. No, and I'll be coming to pop in on this summer to take a look at that summer program.
That's great to hear from both of you.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear that.
I said it's great to hear from both of you.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be able to share the good news about these programs.
Well, I thank you very much for coming on board. I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome.
All right, I'll see you this summer.
Okay, have a good evening.
Thank you very much, Susan. Thank you.
That's a great program.
Oh, yeah, it's a very wonderful program to give all those services. And the unique part is also involving the parents. The parents are very key because usually they're the ones that are most confused and the most scared.
Right.
Got to start in an early age if you are blind.
Oh, yeah. And
parents should bring them in.
What I've always said as part of the DBS Foundation and the agency, when I was a district administrator and I was controlling the money for my area, I would rather spend money on a child, you know, $100 or $1,000, because that in turn that's going to be worth $10,000 to $100,000 later on.
Right.
Because of what they're learning now.
So you cited, if you have a friend or, you know, a family member, a child, or needs help getting around, learning about the ways of cooking and everything else, call Lighthouse. What were you saying? Chris?
We have a caller, Sheila Young, back. She has a follow-up question with the caller that just went off the air. Sheila, are you there?
I am.
Go ahead,
Sheila. Is Susan gone?
Yes.
Oh, darn. Okay. Well,
yeah, I may be able to answer the question.
I wanted to say that I work at Princeton Elementary with the 3 to 5-year-olds and then the up to fifth graders, and a lot of our students come from Lighthouse as referrals, and we work in conjunction with Lighthouse with the early intervention and the 3 to 5-year-olds and then up to fifth grade. So I'm sorry that I missed her. So,
well, you can ask. You can probably still ask the question because we do have Brian Michaels here.
Brian, what I wanted to know from Susan was, what do people need to do to help at Lighthouse with the early intervention and the up to 13-year-olds? Because I know what they do at the transition level, but I just wanted to ask her that question. So
sure.
I'm sorry, I missed her.
No, I can tell you exactly what they do in the children's program, which is the awesome Learning Friends or at the Lighthouse. Those children's program or school-age program are designed to supplement the skills that you are teaching at those elementary schools. It works on some pre-vocational skills. It works on...
So how, Brian, I'm having a hard time hearing
sure.
you. How do people volunteer, I guess is my question.
Sure.
I'm going to hang up and listen to your answer.
Okay, there's a couple of different ways that people can volunteer. You can volunteer directly at the Lighthouse by calling the Lighthouse Central Florida. I believe their number is 407-898-2483, and ask to speak to a volunteer coordinator. And they'll be happy to try to find some time that you can deliver your wonderful services to help out. You can also help out the greater community through the Division of Blind Services. We always have volunteer opportunities as well. And you can call the local Central Florida office for that at 407-245-0700. And if there's a particular way that we can help you or maybe put you in connection with one of the lighthouses or the lighthouse in that area, we'll be happy to do that.
Before we go to break... Anybody call in? The phones are wide open, so if you have something to say, call in. 407-894-1680. The phones are wide open. You can call right now, get right through, and we'll talk to you. Don't be afraid. We're not going to bite you. Are we, Charles?
Michael won't.
So we're going to go to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone is 407-898-2483.
Hey, Michael.
What do you want?
You know what? You always talk about me cooking on a grill and you can't do it. Well, guess what? I found a grill that you can cook at.
Yeah, but wait, Gary. I'm afraid of the gas. I don't want to burn down my house.
Well, Smokin' Brothers took care of that. It's Smokin' Brothers. They made a grill, and it's made in the USA, too, which is really cool. But it's a barbecue grill, it's a smoker, and it's a convection oven, and it's all done in electric. So there's no flames for you to put your hands into, Michael. How's that?
Are you saying it's a combination smoking grill and a barbecue grill all together?
Absolutely. And it is so safe.
Who's going to put it together?
Smokin' Brothers will put it together for you. They will not only put it together for you, but they'll install it for you. And, Michael, this smoker only has one dial and has clicks you can hear every time you turn the temperature up or down. And I'm going to tell you what, Michael. This is a blind-friendly grill. A blind-friendly grill. Call Stu at Main Street Mower, Winter Garden. The phone number is 407-654-9299. That's 407-654-9299.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
We're back. Oh, yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Brian Michaels.
Yes, sir.
So tell me about the State of Florida Division of the Blind.
Sure.
If you want a job.
If you want a job, there's no better place than if you're visually impaired or blind to come to, because we're there to help you at no cost. Just fill out an application, which you can do online through our DBS site. Type in on Google, DBS Florida, and you'll have our website come up, and there's an online application you can do. You can call any of our numbers, our local area right here. The number is 407-245-0700, and we can take an application over the phone. Services that we do for those who want to find a job, we're going to help you get rehabilitated. Say you're recently blinded or you've been blind a long time. We're going to work with some of our community rehab partners, such as the Lighthouse Central Florida, and get you trained in the skills that are needed to put you back on par with your sighted peers so that you can get that job that you want to. Maybe you need some additional training or education. We'll be happy to do that too. It all depends on what comes up through your plan and your eligibility.
Ryan, what
yes,
if
sir.
You're an older person?
Oh, we have jobs like that. I mean, if the job is not dependent upon your age, but we have services for those who just want to remain independent in their home. That's called independent living for the older blind community, which is 55 and above. If you want to just remain independent, we have programs throughout the state to do that and through our local vendors, such as the Lighthouse Central Florida here in this area. Also, in the northern part of this section, we have New Vision for Independence in Leesburg. But we have lots of services. We also have the Independent Living Adult Program, which serves those under 55 but don't want to work or not ready to return to work yet. And we can give some services such as orientation mobility, living skills, cooking, cleaning inside the home, access technology, and computer skills, how to use a device, how to use the computer, learn some software, email your grandkids, your friends, or how to use your new iPhone. So, all those services.
Hey, let me ask this. Can you give me a few descriptions of just maybe a few job openings like the one you just did? Because I'm sighted.
Sure.
And I'm just trying to visualize how is it that someone who's non-sighted to still have a job and to do independent living?
All right, well, let's take the job thing. There's not really a job out there that a sighted person or an unsighted or a blind or visually impaired person can't do without the right adaptations. Besides
a bus
driver.
not
yet, but we are working on those Google cars. I'm sure they'll have a Google bus at one time. And this
wow.
You just need somebody to make sure they're operating people, counting people on the stage, accepting change and doing that. That might be a job later on when we get those Google automated bus drivers. But I have people who work as technology assistant people that, when you call for technical support.
Really?
They're totally blind and work in that. And I have ones that work call centers. I have ones that manage their own vending stand operations or vending machines in other areas. We have that through our Better Enterprise program, our BBE. And if you're legally blind and you're a high school graduate, that's a program that we have qualified and go through training. And we have a number of vending stands and cafeteria locations throughout the whole state that we do. And that's through the Randolph-Shepard Act. That's a federal law. And we also have the Little Randolph-Shepard Act here in the state of Florida.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
Yeah. So the next time you're at one of those rest areas on I-95 or I-75 and you see those vending machines, look up there, read the sign that says, and it'll say this is a Division of Blind Services service, and it'll tell you that vendor who operates that. That's one of our guys, who has a job out there doing that. So there's not a job out there that we can't do. And independent, you want to stay in home.
Hey, we're going to go to the phone line. We have Miss Maddie want to tell her success story.
Oh, Maddie! Yeah. My girl Maddie from Orlando?
Yes.
Oh, there you go.
Hey, Maddie.
Hey, Charles and Don.
Hi, Maddie.
Nice to meet you, Maddie.
And nice meeting you, Brian.
What about me?
Yes.
Mike, we can't forget you, Mike.
You wanted to tell us your success story, Maddie?
Yes. I went through the Division of Blind Services,
uh-huh.
And I have a very success story. They placed me on a job. I was working at Pizza Hut. I worked at Pizza Hut for 17 and a half years, and I retired almost 4 years ago.
All right.
Wow, really?
Now, were you an order taker at the Pizza Hut?
Yes, and I stayed there the longest of all the people that they put on the program.
Fantastic.
Where'd you worked at a store level?
Yes, I worked at the one on Hiawatha, Pizza Hut on Hiawatha and Colonial, and at first, they had one on Old Winter Garden Road in Hiawatha, and they tore it down and they built a new one.
So wait, I have a question, Maddie. Maddie, I have a question for you.
Yes.
At the time when you worked there, you were totally blind?
I've been blind all my life.
I'm saying that. I'm just trying to tell other people. So you were blind, and you were working on the restaurant.
Yes.
No kidding. So you were working with the register, too?
No, I didn't work at the register. But
what'd you do?
We had a credit card machine at first. And I used to do that. I used to work the credit card machine. And then they put it on the computer where you can use your credit card.
Did you place the orders for food?
Oh, sure.
No kidding.
Yeah. Yes, I was one of the best phone representatives there was.
There you go.
Wait,
they didn't want me to leave, but I had gotten tired after 17 and a half years.
Huh? Maddie, you telling me you worked in the store, Pizza Hut store?
Yes.
Totally blind.
Yes.
And took orders.
Yes, I did.
Matt, I got to give it up to you. Because, you know, you never think about stuff like this. Those that are sighted, we don't think about those that are partially sighted or not sighted or whatever the circumstances may be. We always want to just give a helping hand and help out in some way, form, or fashion. Like, you don't know how to do this because you can't see how to do this.
And that's what success stories like Maddie help prove a point, that they're not the poor little blind people that everybody has to hand out. And then those old Norman Rockwell pictures of the blind guy with a cup and selling soap or selling pencils. It's not that. We have jobs out there. There's jobs out there that people can employ. Maddie, you know, were you using a software program to do those orders, like JAWS or Zoom?
Yes, text? I use JAWS.
Okay, JAWS. That's job application with speech. It's Beckley text-to-speech program. So everything that you see coming on your screen right now, as you do this computer-oriented position here at the radio station, she could do the same thing, except it's going to be telling her on her one side of her headphone what it is, and the other side of her headphone should be talking to the client or the customer's calling in. So,
wow.
You got to be a very high level.
Very.
And multitask.
Yeah.
There you go.
I knew you rocked, Maddie.
all right. Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling in, Maddie.
Thank
you for calling in. That's Maddie from Orlando.
Bye, Maddie.
Bye, Maddie.
All right. Bye-bye.
That's just amazing to me. I have a hard time just trying to talk on the phone and keep listening to y'all at the same time while
that's
I'm doing
heavy,
this.
Isn't it?
All
the programs we do, even those children that we work with, there's kids out there who use one of these cell phones better than I can, and they have such technology skills that would amaze you. And all those training, everything they learn, or they're even teaching some of our instructors some of the new stuff they learn. So they're continuing to be better and better every generation, every year those I work with those kids. You know, from the children's program that they just started at the Lighthouse to some of the babies program, even our transition kids, which are the 14 to 22-year-old teenagers that most scare most adults now. But teenagers I work
remember, this is the show that's the bridge between the sighted and the visually impaired and the blind community. So the sighted folks, if you're listening to all this, if you want to call in and talk to us besides listen, call in. And by the way, I myself need someone to drive me around for the next couple of weeks. If you can use my wife's car and gas, or you're not using your gas, you're not using your car, you just have to be able to come over to my house and pick me up using my car, and we'll be driving around all day seeing customers, advertisers.
I'll do it.
So, to make a, you can't drive. So, make a long story short, anyone out there, you want to write to me? It's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's michael@blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's O-R-G. Or you can Call now, which is 407-894-1680. You can write or call in. You don't have to go on. If you don't want to come on the air, you don't have to. Just tell Chris behind the stage right here that you're interested in talking to me off the air, and I'll be happy to talk to you off the air. We can talk. And I'll be paying you for the week, and you can drive me around the next couple of weeks.
Michael, I got a question. You're asking about being the bridge. Part of my job and part of a number of jobs of the people who work in the offices of Division of Blind Services is to do what's called an outreach, and where we educate the community on the services and the abilities of what the blind and visually impaired. We don't tell them what they can't do. They tell them all the things that they can do and all the services that we do to help the business community out there and the general community to learn a little more. Also, people, wonderful people at Lighthouse Central Florida do the same thing by doing these outreach activities about kids, children, adults, and seniors.
Well, the station, let's put it this way, we're going after the disenfranchised because most people listen to the show, whether they're blind, whether they're visually impaired, or whether they're sighted. Don't know. Don't know too much of anything about whether it's Lighthouse or Division of the State of Florida, Division of the Blind, or maybe they have a family member or friends. And this show helps them. And not only that, they would like to learn. They would like to learn about how do people who are visually impaired get around, and what do we learn, and what do you learn? And that's what the bridge is telling them. Because as Chris, you have learned a lot since
I have
at the show.
And it's truly amazing, and I look at it from a whole nother sight. You know, like you say, oftentimes we always want to stick our hand out when we introduce ourselves, and I know you couldn't see me, but it's just a natural habit.
But you should say, when you're putting your hand out, I'm putting my hand out to shake your hand.
Right.
Then they'll shake your hand.
Right.
If people, because I know when someone puts their hand out and I'm not shaking their hand, they think maybe I'm snubbing them, but I can't see their hand.
Right.
So then
right.
Lynn, who's with me, say, put your hand out because they're trying to shake my hand. Then I put my hand out because Lynn said they're putting their hand out. But if they don't say it, so if you're sighted, or even a blind person, if you're seeing somebody for the first time, say, I'm putting my hand out. That's different. Once you say you're putting your hand out, then the other person, like myself, would put my hand out too.
Sure.
But don't assume that a visually impaired person or a blind person can see your hand, because I can't.
And the most amazing thing that I've learned over the past weeks, I've always done it, and I'm guilty of it. When I see someone blind, I just go and grab them up and say, hey, come on, let me take you over here, instead of me talking them through and say, hey, here's my elbow, link onto my elbow and let me guide you through.
Right. Ask if you can help them.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're not incapable. They're capable.
I see more than capable. Listen, we're going to go to the phone line. We have KJ. KJ has a thought for you, Michael. KJ, are you there?
I am.
How you doing this afternoon?
Doing great, doing great. I'm actually wearing my Lighthouse Central Florida shirt from the walk a couple of years ago. But Michael, in terms of getting around, I don't know if you're familiar with your, if you have a smartphone, if you're familiar with Uber and Lyft, and you can actually, if you're using it for work, you can deduct it from your taxes.
Now, Uber couldn't take me around because it'd be too expensive for the whole day.
Well, you would, depending on where you're going, I mean, you wouldn't have them stay with you. You would just,
That's the point. They got to stay with me. I'm going in to a place for 10 minutes. They're waiting there, and I go to the next place. I could go to 10 places in a day, and they're just waiting outside for them. Each place could be 10 or 15 minutes. Sometimes it could be 20 minutes while they're waiting there when I come out.
Sounds like you need to hire a driver.
Well,
that's what we're talking about. That's what I'm talking about. I can't drive, so I need someone to drive me around while Lynn's sick.
Right. But your suggestions of Uber and Lyft are excellent alternatives for other people who may not want to use the bus at this time or the paratransit system access links. There is a number of options, and Uber and Lyft have become even a more sometimes reliable options for those people who just want to do a quick ride.
And they're very
And I actually, I had a client who was, she has a job where she has to go from home to home, and Access Links is not feasible for that because, you know, you can't be there an hour or two before, you know,
and I can't,
at the person's home.
I can't use, not to interrupt you, but I can't use Uber anyway because I don't have a smartphone.
Oh.
I don't have a smartphone, and I live in Lake County. So if living in Lake County, as far as that goes, I'm able to get Uber, but I can't get ISX Link. And not only that, they're not going to wait each time I'm there for 10 minutes and get on the bus.
But it, I mean, for people that do need to drive that are at someone's home for, let's say, an hour or so doing something, they can.
That's definitely
a feasible option. I actually take it to and from work every day, so it's great.
And then the other thing is, too, I have a bunch of papers that I have with me. And each paper is different. Let's put it this way, an A plan, a B plan, a C plan. I have different papers and a different radio station that I work for. So what happens is someone has to tell me which one I'm going because I have so many different papers and so many different things. Right. So at that point, I need a driver to take me around and say, okay, this is the one you're going in for.
Well, thanks for bringing up those options, KJ, on those different options for travel.
Well, Michael, I thought also maybe, like, you could have a show where there's a segment about different iPhone apps that are useful for people, or even Android, you know, apps, smartphone apps, I should say. my former supervisor used to call me the app queen. They're very useful for people that, you know, don't have someone to assist them, sighted assistance at home that can use them.
Well, KJ, you know what? Maybe hold on, KJ. You and I talk off the phone line. We're going to go into a commercial break. So, KJ, you hold on, and we'll talk for a moment. Let's work this thing out, because from what I've just heard from Mr. Michaels here, I'm kind of intrigued, and I want to know, and I want to see how this is capable, because I know how to work a smartphone, but if you got something that you're going to show me, it's on and popping, and we're going to learn this thing together.
We're going to go to break. See you on the other side. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond Radio Show. See you on the other side of the break.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention, led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialists. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
For over 40 years, Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
We are back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, and the lines are open. You can call in is 407-894-1680. I just learned something. We were talking during the break. Brian, you think you're right about that?
Yeah, I'm very certain of that. I'm very familiar with the inner workings of both processes.
I'll tell you what we're discussing. A person who is blind at an early age, especially, let's say, someone before the age of 20, has a better shot of adopting. People like Charles and myself, when you become blind after the age of 60, has a harder time to adopt. Would you say that's correct,
Brian? In my experience as a teacher, yes. Sometimes it's because they're kind of set in their ways, or they have to unlearn. But in other areas, it does help because they have visual memories to pull upon.
Yes, but like myself, I had a job.
Yep.
So if I work during the day, when can I learn to use the computer? Because that's part of my first problem, because I never learned how to use a computer, because when I called the lighthouse, they didn't have anything at night. So the point being is, I need something at night so I can learn how to use a computer, and whether I want to learn Braille or anything else for that matter, I can't give up my job during the day, so I only do it at night.
Right.
That's my problem.
And that availability would be discussed with your counselor, and as the accountant makes the referral over, the DBS counselor who makes the referral over to the Lighthouse Central Florida puts those in the referral request. Maybe, say, Charles here gets a job working from 11 at night to 7 in the morning, and he needs to learn travel training or orientation mobility and how to get there using a bus or whatever in his cane. I'm not going to teach him at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, because the traffic patterns are going to be different than at 11 o'clock when he has to be there at night. The sun that he can feel and use as a guide to help him, or even if he has light perception to know where that is to help him orient, is going to be totally different because there won't be no sun at night. And so it all has to be taught at those times. So So you make those referrals with that kind of stipulation in there.
So you wait for a traffic pattern, Charles? I don't.
Yeah.
You don't
want to get run over,
I just
do you?
Go. I have my cane. Wait. I'm crossing the street. We have a law in the state of Florida. You better not hit me, and I'm going.
I could tell you a funny story about that.
Well, we all know it's Michael's world, and we just live in it.
Yes, exactly.
wait, before we go in, we got Blind Man Gary on the phone line who wants to chime in with you for a moment. Blind Man Gary, how you doing?
Hey, doing all right, guys.
Hey,
how's
Blind Man.
There you go, Gary.
Yeah, good to hear you, Charles. Gary. And I wanted to let you all know, Michael, that Maddie, and this also goes for Chris. This is going to inspire Chris. Now, you two, Maddie, we belong to the GOCB. Maddie is our secretary. She has to take minutes of that whole meeting for about 2 hours in Braille. Then, in turn, she has to take all that down. Next week, the next month, she has to come in and read the minutes of the last meeting. So how's that?
Say what?
Now,
yes.
Gary, is she using a brailler? Is she using a digital
a
note taker?
Actually,
I guess.
Okay.
Blind
she,
man.
Charles knows. She takes all her minutes.
Blind.
Then she has to come back next week, next month, I mean, and then she has to read it all back to us, what the minutes were.
Okay. I think Charles has a question for you, Gary.
Yeah.
Go ahead,
well,
Charles.
It wasn't so much as a question as that she uses some different technology to do her job as secretary. She uses a digital recorder.
Right.
And then she takes that recorder home.
Uh-huh.
And she transcribes it.
Right.
Into her brailler or whatever, and then she prints it out in Braille.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
And she comes to the next meeting
and
reads it in Braille.
And I'll tell you one other thing Charles knows as well as I. Patty Land, our dear old Patty Land. That girl was quick at the stick and doing Braille with a plate and stylus.
Oh, yeah.
That girl could and have it all done in Braille.
Oh, yeah. I miss Patty all this
Wasn't
time.
Wasn't she, Brian? You knew her, Brian.
Yes, I did. I knew her very well.
Yeah. We miss her.
Lady. Yeah.
So those are things that can be achieved, too, Chris, that I'm sure you didn't know of. So
you just reminded me of a job, Gary, that we train a lot of individuals for. It's called medical transcriptions. Doctors
Exactly.
Doctors
That's
record
popular.
All their notes.
I know quite a few.
Yep. And these people log on to this site and they transcribe all the doctor's notes and put them into the computer and, you know, have to get the definitions and the words spelled correctly because it's different conditions that you and I aren't familiar with these medical terms, but they have to be. So that's a great job.
All right, I have a question for
you. I'll let y'all go, and I'll see you all next week.
Okay, I have a...
Wait, before you go, it's the top of the hour. Thank you, blind man Gary.
Okay, buddy.
See you, blind man.
Hey, it's the top of the hour.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond radio show.